This is Dakota Datebook for November 20th. The want ads have been a staple in newspapers for generations. The simple premise of posting sale items or help wanted ads has continued in virtually every community. Today, those ads from the past provide a glimpse into the services, wages, and community of the decades gone by. Here's a sampling of Fargo Forum newspaper ads from this week in 1909. For sale, the best located ice cream and soda fountain business in this city. Best of reasons for selling. Lost, pocketbook containing about $55. Reward if returned to Forum office. For sale, meat market, everything up to date. Slaughterhouse, windmill, and 4 acres fenced for yards. If interested, address the Nome Meat Market, Nome, North Dakota. For rent, the finest horseshoeing shop in North Dakota, City of Fargo, all equipped, in connection with Carter's Veterinary Hospital. Only sober men need apply. Good law practice in live North Dakota town for sale for the price of library and furniture. A hustling young fellow can step into a live practice and make good quick. Complete moving picture outfit. Powers No. 5 machine. Chairs and electric light plant. 8-horsepower gasoline engine. Right for particulars. Castleton, North Dakota. Help wanted. 50 more young men to learn telegraphy at once. Positions guaranteed. Fargo School of Telegraphy. Can furnish permanent employment to 3 educated Christian men. YMCA. Help wanted. Good girl for general housework. Modern house. Power washing machine. Wanted. Washwoman to do washing in her own home. For sale. A lady's dyed otter coat. Size 38. Nearly good as new. Too large for present owner. Will sell at low, low price. And finally, on this date in November, leftovers. We have a good stock of assorted calendars left of our 1910 line, which we will sell at low prices. If you want calendars, send at once for samples and prices before the choice subjects are gone. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Steve Stark. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.